Today, our gospel reading is a variation of where most of the gospel readings are coming from in this cycle of readings. We're hearing mostly from John and the resurrection stories, but today we hear from Luke. And it's important for us to know a little bit about how this story becomes. This is still the same day that Jesus appears to those around him. This is still the day of resurrection. And we first know that what happens, according to Luke, is that there are women, including Mary, who go to the tomb. They see that it's opened, and they see, when they go into the tomb, that Jesus is gone. And while they are there, angels appear to them and says, "He's not here. He's risen." And so they go back to tell the disciples what they had seen, and you know what the disciples say. "What are you talking about? That's just women's gossip. Idle tales. Don't listen to them." That's really what happened. Though some of them go back to the tomb and they look in and they see that Jesus isn't there. So now we have two disciples who are walking down the road to Emmaus. And they're talking about the events of the past couple of days. And it's obvious that they are saddened and their hearts are heavy, because it talks about the fact that when they encounter Jesus, who they do not see. And isn't it interesting that in each of the gospel stories of the resurrection appearances, no one sees who Jesus is initially. And when Jesus comes to them as they're walking, they don't exclude him, they don't walk ahead of him, they invite him into the conversation. And he asks them, "What are you talking about?" And they stand there, it says that they look, stand still, looking sad. And they said, "Are you the only one in Jerusalem that doesn't know about the events of these past few days?" And then they go on and recount the story. Now, you would think that after all this time that Jesus has talked to his disciples, how he reminded them how he had to be delivered up, how he had to be tried, how he had to be, he was going to die, and that then he would rise in 3 days. Now, they were told this several times, but did they hear it? No, it just kind of went right over their heads. And I believe while they are talking to this individual they have no clue is Jesus, that they, like us, are looking for something that isn't there. It's not that they're looking for Jesus, that they're not looking for Jesus, but they're looking for Jesus in the wrong places. You know, they're looking for what would help them. They're looking for what they as a society would have gained had Jesus lived, because they saw Jesus as someone who would restore, as they had said to him, that this Jesus of Nazareth, who is mighty indeed, a great prophet, we had hoped would redeem all of Israel. They were looking for freedom. They were looking for a way of being able to rule in their own life, to have their own nation, their own people. Well, that's not unlike us today. Here we are 2,000 years later, and in many cases, the church, you know, I hear these comments about the church is dying or the church is under attack, and I want to say that's a bunch of nonsense. The message that we have received this day is as vital as it was 2,000 years ago, but I just believe that there are times that we are blind. We are looking for things that are not about Jesus. It's about us. Now, as you know, I was away for a couple of days, and Judy and I went up to Petoskey. And for those 3 days we were up there, it was beautiful, great place to be. Had a lot of fun. And all 3 days we spent some time, went to the state park, went out on the beach, looked around for Petoskey stones, looked around some other places. Some of the locals had told us there's a couple of places you could check out because they don't get frequented as much as others because they get cleaned out in some of the places. And Judy and I looked and 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 looked. And we looked and looked and looked and looked. And we were turning stones. I mean, the one beach was just full of stones. And I mean, we saw blue stones and red stones and stones with interesting formations in it. And we were looking at different fossils on the stones. There were shells that were on them. You could see some kind of a, and some of them had like reptilian imprint on it. And we were looking at all these stones, but yet we weren't able to recognize a Petoskey stone. And after a day or two of this, feeling a little bit frustrated, you'll find them, that's good. Went back, and as they were telling us what to look for and gave us some examples and said, they're not always just all this one way. Sometimes they're a part of another kind of formation. And so I realized that we probably tossed out several. Didn't realize there were Petoskey stones. We did eventually find some. But you see, we weren't looking because we really didn't have the knowledge of what to look for. Just seeing certain pictures, you just imagine them, and of course they're telling you, take a spray bottle, because when they're dry, it's hard to tell. We didn't do that. But we did find a few. I believe that sometimes we, as people who are followers of Christ, fail to see how God is interacting in our life. Sometimes I believe that we just kind of get somewhat apathetic towards the message that we hear. Well, you think about it. Every Sunday we come together and we pretty much do the same thing. We follow a certain ritual, a certain order, and that can become kind of, repetitious. For some people, repetition is good because it helps to reinforce the things that we are striving to learn. But for others, it can be boring. It can be, can't we do something different? And then there are other reasons why we come. We come to be entertained. We come to feel good. We come to, for various reasons, this might be our socialization time, getting to see some friends and neighbors and being able to be together. But I want to suggest that sometimes we just don't see the resurrected Christ right before us. I know I certainly have done that from time to time. Through my own struggles in life, there have been moments where I feel sorry for myself, or I feel, what the heck, why am I doing what I'm doing? Or why am I doing what I'm doing? Or why is this happening to me? We all get those feelings. We say, where are you, God? And God's saying, I'm right here. Can't you hear me? Can't you see me? And just like the disciples who are walking on that road, and you notice what happens is the tables get turned around. The ones who are initiating the conversation suddenly become the ones who are listening. And Jesus is the one that's speaking to them. And the ones that invite him into their community and say, stay, don't walk on, come stay with us, it's late, eat with us. And Jesus does that. But the guest suddenly becomes the host, and the hosts become the guests. Because it's Jesus who takes the bread, and he blesses it, and he breaks it. And it's at that moment, their eyes are open, and they recognize this is the resurrected Christ before them. And I think back to my early days in ministry, in the first parishes I served where we weren't celebrating the Eucharist every week. And the common argument was, it becomes too commonplace. It's too ordinary. This should be special. We should only do it 6 times a year. And I'm thinking, why would you want to keep Jesus away from the community when we say he's present in the bread and the wine and comes to us and feeds us and promises us all these wonderful things, restores us to wholeness, gives us peace, gives us forgiveness, gives us the promise of eternal life. And why would we walk away from this place feeling so overwhelmed? Now, that doesn't mean that life is perfect. We all know that it isn't. We know that we have struggles. We know that, there are people that are struggling with illness. We know that there are people who are struggling with trying to make ends meet. We know that there are people who are struggling with their families and trying to keep relationships together. All this brokenness is constantly bombarding us. But that should not distract us from the understanding that Christ is here and is with you. It should not distract us in our grief, in our pains, in our feelings of aloneness. Those are the moments that we should hear Jesus' voice saying to us, I'm here. Like the old hymn says, softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. He's calling to each of us, saying this message of 2,000 years is just as vital and alive today as it was back then. And we as a church have sometimes failed giving that message out because we've become consumed with ourselves. We get distracted by arguments and other issues and societal stuff that goes on out there. And the reality is that what God gives to us is not meant to stay within, but to be taken without. That's why you have a pastor who is encouraging you to have relationships with other people in different denominations, to learn about how other people worship and experience and how they believe almost similarly to us. And we can learn so much from each other, gain from traditions and new ways and things to think, ways in which we can bring Christ present to the world. And so, as you and I continue in our journey, we will find whether we're walking with one other person or by ourselves or as a whole, that Christ comes into our midst and makes himself known. Sometimes it's a matter of just looking into the eyes of the person who's accompanying you. Sometimes it's just listening. Sometimes it's just being still. Sometimes it's about turning away from oneself and having God enter in. So today I invite you once again, just like those two on the road to Emmaus, when Pastor Marcy takes that bread and she breaks it, and when she lifts up that cup, to see the risen Christ before you, and that you can walk away from the altar knowing that you have been blessed with his presence and with his presence within you to take it out there so others may come to know him. The only reason perhaps maybe people think the church is failing is just simply because they don't see in those who follow Christ his way of love. But we can change that as the Holy Spirit leads us forth, and they will know us by Christ's love. Amen.